Know verily that the essence of justice and the source thereof are both embodied in the ordinances prescribed by him who is the manifestation of the self of God amongst men, if ye be of them that recognize this truth. He doth verily incarnate the highest and invaluable standard of justice unto all creation. Were his law to be such as to strike terror into the hearts of all that are in heaven and on earth, that law is not but manifest justice. The fears and agitation which the revelation of this law provoke in men's hearts should be likened to the cries of the suckling babe weaned from his mother's milk, if ye be of them that perceive. Were men to discover the motivating purpose of God's revelation, they would assuredly cast away their fears and with hearts filled with gratitude, rejoice with exceeding gladness. Abdu'l-Bahá.
O Son of Justice, whither can a lover go but to the land of his beloved? And what seeker findeth rest away from his heart's desire? To the true love, reunion is life, and separation is death. His breast is void of patience, and his heart hath no peace. A Madrid lives, he would forsake to hasten to the abode of his beloved. Baha'u'llah.
From the Hidden Word of Baha'u'llah, version number 43. O my friends, walk ye in the ways of the good pleasure of the friend, and know that his pleasure is in the pleasure of his creature. That is, no man should enter the house of his friend save at his friend's pleasure, nor lay hands upon his treasure, nor prefer his own will to his friend, and in no wise seek an advantage over him. Ponder this, ye that have insight.
O people of the earth, know ye that justice consisteth of innumerable degrees and incalculable meanings, yet we have given you only a sprinkling from this ocean, that it may cleanse you from the defilement of oppression and cause you to be numbered with the sincere ones. Know verily that the essence of justice and the source thereof are both embodied in the ordinances prescribed by him who is the manifestation of the self of God amongst men. If ye be of them that recognize this truth, he doth verily incarnate the highest, the infallible standard of justice unto all creation. Were his law to be such as to strike terror into the hearts of all that are in heaven and on earth, that law is not but manifest justice. The fears and agitation which the revelation of this law provokes in men's hearts should be likened to the cries of the suckling babe weaned from his mother's milk, if ye be of them that perceive. Were men to discover the motivating purpose of God's revelation, they would assuredly cast away their fears and with hearts filled with gratitude, rejoice with exceeding gladness. Say, if the autumn winds strip the trees of their vernal adornment, this is only to allow for the emergence of another adornment. Thus hath it been decreed by the Almighty, the All-Powerful. It is through justice that everyone is rendered his due, even as ye behold in this the manifestations of the world of being. It is not as most of the people imagine. Ponder then, that ye may understand the purpose of what was revealed by the wondrous pen. Say, that justice which causeth the pillars of tyranny to quake and the foundations of mischief to crumble is the recognition of this revelation in this resplendent dawn, wherein the Son of Baha shineth with manifest sovereignty over the horizon of eternity. And whoso believeth not therein hath abandoned the stronghold of justice, and his name is recorded among the oppressors in God's mighty and guarded tablets. Even if a man were to strive until the end that hath no end, and bend every possible effort to deal equitably with others, if he should ever hesitate in his recognition of this cause, he would verily have committed an injustice against his own self, and would be regarded as one of the oppressors. That's a provisional translation of the Tablet of the Paradise of Justice by Baha'u'llah.
Since thou hast revealed thy grace, O my God, deter not thy servants from directing their eyes toward it. Consider not, O my God, their estate and their concerns and their works. Consider the greatness of thy glory and the plenteousness of thy gifts and the power of thy might and the excellence of thy favors. I swear by thy glory, wert thou to look upon them with the eye of justice, all would deserve thy wrath and the rod of thine anger. Hold thou thy creatures, O my God, with the hands of grace, and make thou known unto them what is best for them of all the things that have been created in the kingdom of thine invention. Baha'u'llah.
I want to read from the book of Leviticus, which Moses wrote during the period of the early Neolithic, when humanity was first starting to live in cities and having laws that went beyond blood feuds of the hunters and gatherers. Anyone who injures their neighbor is to be injured in the same manner. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The one who has inflicted the injury must suffer the same injury. Whoever kills an animal must make restitution, but whoever kills a human being is to be put to death. You are to have the same law for the foreigner as the native born. I am the Lord your God.
Whoso cleaveth to justice can under no circumstances transgress the limits of moderation. He discerneth the truth in all things through the guidance of him who is the all-seeing. The civilization, so often vaunted by the learned exponents of arts and sciences, will, if allowed to overleap the bounds of moderation, bring great evil upon men. Thus warneth you, he who is the all-knowing. If carried to excess, the civilization will prove as prolific a source of evil as it had been of goodness when kept within the restraints of moderation. Meditate on this, O people, and be not of them that wander distraught in the wilderness of error. The day is approaching when its flame will devour the cities, when the tongue of grandeur will proclaim, "The kingdom is God's, the Almighty, the All-Praised." All other things are subject to this same principle of moderation. Render thanks unto thy Lord, who hath remembered thee in this wondrous tablet. All praise be to God, the Lord of the glorious throne. Abdu'l-Baha.
O Son of Spirit, the best beloved of all things in my sight is justice. Turn not away therefrom if thou desirest me, and neglect it not that I may confide in thee. By its aid thou shalt see with thy own eyes, and not through the eyes of others, and shall know of thy own knowledge, and not through the knowledge of thy neighbor. Ponder this in thy heart, how it behooveth thee to be. Verily, justice is my gift to thee, and a sign of my loving kindness. Set it then before thy eyes. Baha'u'llah.
Truthfulness, trustworthiness, and justice. Truthfulness and trustworthiness involve much more than not telling lies. They embody the overarching capacity to discern, value, and uphold truth itself. Without these spiritual qualities, neither individual nor social progress is possible. Justice is vital to the establishment of unity and harmony at all levels of society, as it provides the standard by which individual conduct and collective effort are judged. A requirement for living a life of service to humanity, then, is constant effort to develop truthfulness, trustworthiness, and justice, ensuring that they are ever present in thought and action.